Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwang Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs alone. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwang Tong, MD. I'm Dr. Elaine Tong. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Great. How are you, Dr. Elaine?
I'm great. As always, we want our listeners to know that chronic disorders can be cured without the use of drugs and surgery. And by that, we also mean that after a while, you don't need to come see us if you follow our diet and lifestyle recommendations. Of course, with all the stress that you experience, you will probably have to come in for a tune-up once in a while, just like you tune up your car. If you tune up your car every 5,000 miles, why wouldn't you tune up your body? Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com, which is drtong.com. Shall we get to our first guest?
Yes.
I'd like to welcome our first guest with us today, Robbie. Welcome, Robbie.
Hi, Robbie.
Yes, how are you?
We're good. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us today. We know you're very busy.
Well, Well, of course, I know that you all are doing well. Yeah. You guys are two of the healthiest people I know.
Yeah. Well, we try. Give us a little background, where you're from, what you do, and how you came about to see us.
Well, you know, I had been watching the radio channel that you were on. And I was going through such a struggle because I was assaulted in 98. And nothing seemed to help.
Okay, so what happened after the assault?
My right leg was paralyzed. And the disc in my back were obstructed.
Okay.
And the doctors out this way would not do surgery. They just let me sit in a wheelchair for 2.5 years while those muscles and nerves just deteriorated.
How did you end up walking again?
Well, what they did was surgery to release the nerves.
But that wasn't until 2.5 years later.
That's right, because I could not remember my doctor, and nobody out this way would touch me. They wouldn't do the surgery. They didn't care enough to do the surgery.
So 2.5 years you were in the wheelchair, paralyzed. The right leg was paralyzed. You couldn't even lift it.
And couldn't lift it.
And excruciating pain in the leg and in the back, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And I mean, it was agony. And it was a prison. Being in a wheelchair is a prison.
Yeah.
When you literally can't get out.
Right, right.
You're also in a prison of pain.
Yeah.
A prison of pain.
Yes.
So after the surgery, you were able to walk, but did you have to wear a brace, if I remember?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So you wear a brace. You wear a brace and you walk with a walker, and your affected leg is about half a size of the normal one.
Oh yes. Mm-hmm. Oh yes. Mm-hmm. I had deterioration, something awful. And when my doctor saw me and I finally could remember him, it was like he was way back far in my mind.
So you remembered him just out of the blue one day?
It just started to gradually. You know how something comes from way back?
I see.
And it then gradually, it just took a while. It took 2.5 years for me to remember him.
So what did he do for you then?
He did the surgery.
Oh, did the surgery. Okay, right, yeah,
right.
Okay.
He got a top-notch surgeon. In fact, it was one of Liz Taylor's surgeons who did the surgery. But all those doctors were upset. They talked about these doctors out this way in such a way I can't even repeat the words.
Well, because the surgery should have been done right away.
Mm-hmm.
It was emergency surgery they were doing.
So now after the surgery, you were able to walk with the brace, but were you still in pain, or how was the pain?
The pain diminished somewhat, but I still had no action.
Right.
Because that nerve was supposed to spring back, and I was supposed to start feeling and have normal action, but it didn't happen.
So you still couldn't lift your leg?
Still couldn't lift my leg because the nerve had almost been destroyed.
Right.
Yeah, for those people who really want to see how bad the shape she was, we tape her with a YouTube video. It's posted on our website.
Yeah,
before,
this was actually a couple of years ago when she first came.
Yeah,
yes.
Before my first treatment, I taped her. She could, lying on the bed, she could only lift about a couple inch on the bed, only a couple inch.
Right.
But right after first treatment, she almost lift 90 degrees.
Do you remember that, Robbie?
I remember, but I could not believe what happened.
Yeah, and then you had no pain, you know.
No pain.
And on top of that, you came down and walked without your brace.
Yeah, you were holding your brace in your hand.
Yeah.
You really need to check that.
I wasn't believing it was me.
And you were crying.
I got the body and touched it on me.
You were crying when you were walking. You didn't walk very fast, but you were walking without your brace, without your walker after my first treatment.
Yes. Do you remember that, Robbie?
Oh, yes.
But
can you imagine not walking for over almost 3 years and then all of a sudden you are lifting a leg that would not move?
Yes. 90 degrees, almost, yes.
Yeah.
That was a miracle.
Yeah, it was amazing. Now, so you've been coming for a couple years on and off. Actually, in the last year, we hadn't seen you in a while. So tell us about how you've been doing and how you're doing now that you've returned for regular treatment again.
I have realized my blessing is what it is.
Yes.
Is that I need to come and keep it up so that I won't deteriorate back into the same state of affairs.
Yeah.
No.
I want to walk completely.
Yeah. Yes.
And even now you're not using your brace, correct?
There are times when I don't.
Yeah. If you don't mind my kind of bringing this up, but Robbie actually lost her sister earlier this year.
Oh.
And that was very stressful for you. How are you feeling emotionally now?
It's not been that long.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm still stressing out,
mm-hmm.
and it hurts real bad because of the way they treated her. She was a retired parole agent.
Mm-hmm.
And they just let her lay and actually rot.
Right. Mm-hmm. So this was very stressful for Robbie. But I don't know if you remember, when you came back and you got that first treatment, the depression did lift. Do you remember that? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gradually started, continued to get better.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Eventually, you will not feel depressed. Eventually, you feel okay with it. Yes.
Yeah.
And you'll be able to walk a lot better. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I believe you, Dr. Tung, because you and Elaine have been a wonder to me.
Yes.
That's what nobody made me come. You and God made me come back to you because I said, I'm losing my mind. I need to get back to my doctor and have him treat me.
Yes.
So how, now do you have pain in your leg still in your back? Or what are your...
Oh, not in my back.
That's
it's
gone, right?
It's just a numbness down in my foot.
Okay. So the back pain is gone, the leg pain is
back
gone?
Back pain, yes.
Wonderful.
No more pain. Now you can walk.
No more pain. It's
yeah.
just that.
And
it's
really,
that.
The foot, right?
Yeah, the foot.
Yeah, and
the
really, we hadn't seen you. Right, we hadn't seen you in over a year, actually.
Yeah,
since
you
yeah.
contact recently.
Right.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. so actually, it's held. You've held up pretty well, even in spite of the stress of the death of your sister.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's pretty. I mean, you also respond very well to the treatment, like instantly. I mean,
yeah.
if you think back at that first treatment.
So for the people who are our patient that are listening, okay, you don't forget that Dawu did the same mistake
right.
and had two big, huge heart attacks.
Right.
And then afterwards, he could not exercise. Now he's exercising, playing tennis, you know, and the eyesight's improved. He had astigmatism. Now he doesn't have it. Or
yeah.
much improved.
Right.
And his girlfriend, the same thing.
Yeah.
yeah.
So people forget about us after a while. And it's probably
because
better
you
are, not
yeah, you get us well and then we run away.
We are the irregular doctor. That's why they don't remember us. Yeah.
Well, I tell you one thing. I'm not forgetting because you've been a super blessing to me.
Oh,
yes.
Thank
uh-huh.
you so much, Robbie. We're so happy that you're doing better. We'll
yes.
see you soon and we'll update our listeners on your progress.
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay. Take
okay.
care, Robbie.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. I'd like to welcome our next guest, Dawood. Welcome, Dawood.
Hi, Dawood.
Hi there. Thank
yes.
you so much.
Yes.
Thank you for being on again. Dawood was with us a few weeks ago.
Yes.
Just to recap, he had suffered two massive heart attacks in the past few years and just rediscovered us again because he hadn't come in several years to see us,
mm-hmm.
Has been on a pretty rigid regimen of coming weekly
mm-hmm.
to see us to help with his exercising because his cardiologist had told him that he could not exercise or break a sweat.
Yes.
And now you are exercising, correct, Dawood?
Yes.
Doing mm-hmm. a lot better.
Yes.
Give us a little update on the exercising and then your eyesight and also Julie, your partner's eyesight as well.
You know, it's really been remarkable. One of the first things that Dr. Tong had mentioned, and obviously you had seconded that same recommendation that I should exercise and I
yes.
can't break sweat,
yes.
which is a very healthy thing to do. And there's a day and night difference between working out heavy duty where you're totally drenched and putting stress on yourself versus just exercising and breaking sweat, which is what I've been doing, and it really feels very nice.
Yes.
yes.
Uh-huh.
And you're able to now, right, without any chest pain?
No chest pains. I'm able to do that as long as I behave because I've been a tournament-level tennis player, which means you're like a gunslinger.
Yes.
You don't want to put a gun in your hip holster because you're going to draw it,
right.
as an analogy. So you don't want to get into a situation with a guy that you want to beat. So as long as I don't go that route and I behave myself, that kind of breaking sweat is so nice. It feels so good that sometimes I don't feel like stopping, and I make myself stop.
But you can play tennis for an hour every day. Can you do that?
You know, I haven't quite gone that far yet, Dr. Tong. The,
yeah.
the whole thing is that what you've given me is a confidence factor. No question in my that I could do that.
Yes.
So what I'm trying to do is if I promise myself, if I behave, I will allow myself an hour. If I don't behave, then only 40 minutes to half an hour. That's it.
But still exercising pretty yeah. regularly.
Yes,
right.
very
yeah.
much so. I mean, that's just part and parcel of being an athlete and being where I was. And it's a great blessing. The reason I feel blessed is that to have that opportunity to do that again. That
alive
you
again, yes.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Now tell us about your eyesight. You've had some changes with that?
Yes.
It's mm-hmm. been a very dramatic thing. I went, after the first heart attack, I had my eyes checked and everything, which I do regularly on a yearly basis, and not much had changed. But I went to see my doctor again about a month ago, and when I was sitting in the chair, and he was looking at my eyes, and he said, wait a minute. And then he checked my eyes again, and he said, let me do one more thing. And he checked my eyes again, and he said, I'm not believing this. He said, that you're going the other way now.
Yeah.
And I said, what are you talking about? He said, well, you're pretty much, stigmatism is something pretty bad that people have that will understand this. my astigmatism is gone, and my glasses are going the other way, which means I have to get less powerful glasses. I can't believe this.
Yeah, you I was strange that you were not too excited. You told me that you like to wear your glasses because it's more attracted to the opposite sex. And I said, only in the library, but in the tennis court, you attract ophthalmologists.
Right. Yeah, I should go to the library. I've been wrong. Thank you for reminding me, Dr.
No okay. more astigmatism. That is incredible. That's, yes. that's a huge improvement.
In other words,
the remarkable part is normally I would be jumping 6 feet high celebrating something like this,
mm-hmm.
but y'all have so changed my life that this just seems to be a natural part of this.
It's
evolving in the
now,
right,
right
direction.
It's
yes.
expected.
Eventually, you will not need your glasses.
Oh, my God. I can't believe that, Dr. Tong. I mean, we're talking about 40-some years I've been wearing these glasses.
Yeah. You just had to wear a fake one in the library.
Now, tell us a little bit about Julie. We have about a little bit of time to kind of recap because she has problems with her retina, right? Liquid
yes.
in her retina.
This is remarkable. She has bleeding behind her retina.
Mm-hmm.
And so she had discovered a doctor that had come up with new medication, and this is like about a year and a half ago. And she would normally, when I would hit tennis balls with her, she was having trouble with depth perception. She's 70 years old, a fabulous tennis player, but she was having trouble with depth perception and seeing the ball correctly.
Mm-hmm.
So she started to go to this doctor who literally, if anybody can imagine this, would actually put a needle behind the eye and shoot whatever medication was shooting behind the eye to stop the bleeding behind the retina.
Right.
And then for some reason, and she'd come home and she'd sit down and she said the line still looks squiggly and it doesn't feel right and
right.
maybe it might work for 2 weeks. And she wasn't very confident about what is going on. And the doctor was very surprised. He kept saying, I cannot believe the same thing is working with other people. Why is this not working on you? Maybe the quality control is bad. So that went on for a long period of time. Then about 4 to 6 weeks ago, I do remember she started treatment with you, I think about 2 months ago, Dr. Tong and Elaine. And after the second treatment, I remember she was sitting there. She had just had the same shot behind her eye, and this time it worked.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Absolutely not only worked, but it's been a couple of months now, and she's a totally different girl.
Yeah, her vision's much more clear now.
It appears that way, and she is not complaining anymore. She does not sit there and wiggle his eyes back and forth watching TV. It's a whole, I really personally feel, and I mentioned the same thing to her, that this work of yours has probably opened the channels, obviously, where the medication was going in. So whether the medication did it or your work did it or the combination, there's no question that it is working.
Listen, you keep getting our treatment. Eventually, you will not need a shot. Really, you don't.
Yeah, and that's what we're going to work on with her. Right. Hopefully we can get her on soon.
And I keep telling her, bless her heart, she's failed so many times in that area that she cannot believe this is happening. I said, sweetheart, you've got to have faith. From this day forward, everything positive will happen.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, Dawood, thank you so much for taking the time today out of your busy schedule to talk to us.
Yes.
You're more than welcome.
And
always a pleasure.
Talk to you soon. Take
All
care.
Right. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information. I'd like to give a warm welcome to our next guest today, Betty. Welcome, Betty.
Hi, Betty.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Good, thank you. Welcome. Thank you so much for taking the time to share your story with us today.
Okay.
Tell us,
give you a little information.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about how you came to see Dr. Tong and myself.
Okay. It was about 3 years ago I heard him talk on the radio, and I thought, this knee has bothered me since I was a kid. So I went in to see him, and since then I had not had one drop of pain in it until 2 weeks ago I fell down the steps and landed on that knee. It's been really hurting me, and then at the same time when I go back 5 weeks ago with my left shoulder, I do aerobics 5 days a week and water aerobics the same thing, and I was doing 6-pound weights, and I usually don't use those going behind me, and I did it and I felt something going in my shoulder, and I said that did not feel good. So I thought, well, time will take, you know, it'll get rid of it. And then I fell off a ladder. And then 2 weeks ago, I fell down the stairs, you know, klutz. Anyway.
This is all in 5 weeks' time?
All in 5 weeks,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And then I lost my dog in September, and I had always held her in with my left arm, you know, my left hand. And so that muscle was getting weaker anyway, and it just wasn't getting any better. And long and short of it, Monday night, I took two of the extra strength Tylenol things and went to bed like 9 o'clock. 1 o'clock, I woke up crying. And I mean, I had my kids' natural childbirth, you know, so I have a very high pain threshold. So I took two more, and I still couldn't sleep. And I thought, I've got to do something. So Tuesday morning, I called the local sports injury place, and I was able to get in to see the shoulder doctor. And he said there was nothing torn, which I'm thankful for. And he said I needed to get a shot of cortisone, do the ice, and the Tylenol. So he did the cortisone. But several weeks before, I had made the appointment for Frank and my husband Frank and I to come to see Dr. Tong. Mm-hmm. As I said, I had tried for 3 years to get him to come in to see Dr. Tong, and mm-hmm. he had these visions of these huge big needles and how horrible it was going to be. Well, I just teased him, and I said, you know what, those needles, and I showed him my fingers like a circle, like 3 inches around. I says, that's how big the needles are that come into you.
Actually.
So it kind of took some of the edge off it. So he finally agreed. Well, God's timing was perfect. When I went in yesterday, Dr. Tong spent an hour with me and an hour with Frank. And I cannot believe this. When I would take my left arm out to the side and raise it, it was an 8 or 9 for pain. Now maybe it's a 2.
Wow. Mm. One treatment, right?
I'm so thankful for, and the range of motion has increased tremendously. There's no, I landed on the knee, which my old knee, and it is not hurting at all today, which I'm very thankful for.
Now, did you get the steroid injection then? Did you end up doing that?
No,
he gave me the shot of cortisone.
Oh, you
but
did
I
that
got,
before.
You know, when I got in there to Dr. Tong's office yesterday, that arm was still an 8 or a 9.
Still hurting, even with the cortisone shot.
Cortisone didn't help. Yeah.
Couple of the other ways I moved it was doing better, but that range of motion in that direction just was still bad.
Mm-hmm. And then how long ago did you have the cortisone shot before you came to see us?
A day before.
Oh, the day before.
Uh-huh. Mm.
So it was painful.
So it didn't do anything really.
So you had the treatment for me yesterday?
Yeah. Yesterday afternoon. And I think you worked on me for about an hour, and then you worked on my husband for about an hour. And we have a jacuzzi, and he got in it last night, and he said, this arm really feels good. I said, I've been telling you that for 3 years.
I want to clarify this. We use those big needles only for patients who don't pay their bills.
Okay.
So on you and Frank, we use small needles, yeah.
Oh, good.
So, Betty, when you first came 3 years ago, how many treatments did you have for your knee?
Three.
And never again the pain for 3 years?
Uh-uh.
Amazing.
For 3 years.
And you haven't been back in 3 years?
No.
Well.
I have all this time I have been nagging at him because his right shoulder is just he likes to play golf. And, of course, that just irritates that much more. You know, I'm 74, he's 77, so.
Yes.
But he went out of here to go golfing with our grandson today and just was really happy. And Dr. Tong said this would improve his golf game, so that
With your treatment, the golf game will improve more.
Right, his strength will get better.
Yeah, not only the strength will get better, your muscle listen to your mind. Those mm-hmm. meridians are the mm-hmm. flow of your mental chi. So mm-hmm. wherever the mind is connected, the flows are open, your mind is connected to the muscle, all your muscle will listen to you. Mm-hmm. So you want to get better athletic improvement. Get the channels open.
Right.
Not only you get more strength, but the body and mind are together.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we really recommend that you come periodically for tune-ups like you would tune up your car.
I know.
Yeah. You know.
Come to us first before you go to get the cortisone.
Well, it may be another 20 or 30 years.
before you go get
another cortisone shot.
You don't need it. You won't need it.
Next time I run to see Dr. Tong instead.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yesterday I got an email from my friend who's supposed to have rotator cuff surgery.
Oh, no.
And she doesn't want to do it. So I said, his website. I says, get on it and read the testimonials of people. And I said, see if, you know, Ski's insurance will pay for it. And if you can get in there, maybe this will give you the help you need. She's much younger than I am. Her son's the same age as my grandson.
Listen, one treatment, she'll be better. 95%, actually more than for pain, 95-98%. The first treatment, you'll get better. You don't need the surgery.
I believe that God did this deliberately to her because she went on a vacation, came back, and was to have the surgery the next Wednesday. She came back from vacation with a terrible cold, and they wanted to operate on her. And I just believe God was saying, you ain't going to do that.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm just really encouraging her to come and see Dr. Tong.
It's always better to try our treatment first, right, before the surgery. The surgery should be last resort.
It's very benign. Plus that, how we heal you is improve the circulation. Mm-hmm. Even if you have a tear of any tissue, you heal a lot better. And really, you know, you go to our website and check out all the rotator cuff, knee, proposed knee surgery or after knee surgery, one treatment, get them better.
Mm-hmm.
No exaggeration.
So is Frank happy that he finally came?
Yes. And I says, well, how did you like those needles that were that big around? He says, they weren't bad. I says, I've been telling you that. You know, he has, you know, and I'm anxious to see if he gets some improvement in that tremor in his right hand.
We can.
Yes, that's where we treat the liver.
Yes,
and we also
liver.
Gave him herbs yesterday. So
yes.
He said he's really concerned since he's on the Coumadin. And I says, well, just do like he said, Dr. Lane said, do only one a day for the next week. And then he self-tests for his Coumadin.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then just
so
take
I
it apart from the
Coumadin.
Yes.
And if it's out of whack in a week, you know that it's one of those things that
caused
it.
Well, the thing is that if it does alkalinize him, he's going to need to take less. He won't need as much Coumadin.
And slowly replace it with fish oil. But first, get alkaline first. Get alkaline first. Then he won't clot as much. The whole point is that alkaline blood do not clot.
Mm-hmm.
Acid blood clots. So the first thing is that you really need to alkalize.
Right.
And then you get everything better, and then slowly. Don't do this too fast.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and I'm really hopeful that next time, you know, some good things happen with the atrial fibs, and the next time he goes in the cardiologist and gets that little EKG, he says, you know what, Frank, you're not in atrial fibs anymore.
No, we can fix that.
We have
cured that before.
Well, Betty, thank you so much for taking the time to share your story with us today.
Yeah.
We're so happy that you came back and one treatment, really amazing.
Yes,
it is.
Have
but
a great
I appreciate
weekend.
You guys. Okay. God bless you guys.
You
thank
too.
You.
Bye-bye.
I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, the number is 714-556-8664, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4 p.m. on KBright AM 740. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye and have a great weekend.